Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. 2014 has been designated by the United Nations as the International Year of Crystallography, an event or series of events to celebrate the discovery of X-ray crystallography and to emphasise the global importance of crystallography in human life. Both UNESCO and the International Union of Crystallography are responsible for this event, and the opening ceremony will be held in Paris on the 20th and 21st of January this week. During these events, you'll hear the names of great scientists such as Max van Loo, William and Lawrence Bragg, but I would also ask you to keep an ear out for others. St. Albert the Great, the patron of the sciences, who published in 1476 an important medieval tract on mining and metallurgy, it is important for its role in transforming mineralogy into a full-fledged science. George Agricola, the father of mineralogy, who published in 1546 the first handbook on modern systematic mineralogy, which describes geology, mining and mineralogy, refuting the geological ideas of the ancient philosophers, the alchemists and astrologers. Blessed Nicholas Steno, who perhaps is best known as the father of geology and stratigraphy and a pioneer in anatomy, also wrote the first crystallographic observations. In 1669, in his book On Solids Within Solids, he observed that the angles between the faces of a crystal of quartz were always the same, even for crystals of different shape or size. Steno correctly speculated that this constancy was due to some kind of regularity of the internal structure of the crystal. Today, Steno's law describes the constancy of interfacial angles. Abbé René Just Hoy, a mineralogist and canon of Notre Dame, who is often referred to as the father of modern crystallography for his work on the geometrical law of crystallization that now bears his name. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.